As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. There's nothing sweeter than baking cookies during the holidays. With Prime, I get all my ingredients delivered right to my door, fast and free, no last-minute store trips needed. And of course, I blast my favorite holiday playlist on Amazon Music. It's the ultimate soundtrack for creating unforgettable memories. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Showtime!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Touchdown! Justin Jefferson!
The Rich Eisen Show.
Cousins looking to throw. Oh, it's picked off!
I think I need to play better. I don't think that's a mystery. I think the last few weeks, I would say, you know, I need to play better.
Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Brian Dawkins. Coming up, host of the Greenlight Podcast, Chris Long. Lions running back, Jahmyr Gibbs. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Jahmyr Gibbs going to join us in hour number three. I hope he looks both ways before he crosses the road to hit the accept on our Zoom button. That's what's going on with the Lions. Chris Long about to join us shortly from the Green Light Pod position or from his home. Some news just hit. I've been cultivating this caper for a while. I've been hoping that this would be the case, but didn't know it would be official. And just until a few minutes ago, the Week 17 Saturday, there's a triple header on NFL Network, and those games have been announced. The Sunday night game that week was Miami and Cleveland. That wasn't going to happen. I believe the Falcons and Kirk Cousins returning to Washington, D.C., you like that game. That's been flexed to NBC.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah. Well, I certainly like the way the other chips fell. The Los Angeles Chargers against the New England Patriots will kick off the action on NFL Network at 1 Eastern time on that Saturday, followed by Broncos-Bengals at 4:30 Eastern. And then at 8 Eastern time, I will be at the mic with Kurt Warner, Jamie Erdahl on the sidelines. And Jamie is the guest of What the Football with Susie Schuster and Amy Trask that's out today in SoFi Stadium for the Cardinals and the Rams. Very excited about all that.
Sweet.
Prime time Saturday night.
That'll be fun.
Kurt and I, it's the Warner Bowl, as you know.
Right.
You know, Cardinals and Rams. And that could be for the NFC West, depending on what's going on with the Seahawks. Good news, apparently, for Geno Smith's knee. Mike McDonald said after we went off the air yesterday that he was actually moving around yesterday. And he thinks he can go for the Seahawks against the Vikings, a crucial Week 16 game. I guess if anybody has a chance to make the playoffs, all Week 16 games are crucial. This just did. So very excited about that news. Joining us once again, it's been a while. I miss him. He is back on the Rich Eisen Show. Truly one of our favorites, the Green Light with Chris Long podcast. So it's the aforementioned Chris Long from Inside the NFL as well.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
How you been, sir?
What's up?
Good to see you.
What's up, y'all?
Good to see you.
How are we doing, Rich?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing absolutely. How have you been? What's going on with you?
I'm good, man. Just Groundhog Day, you know?
Okay.
It's, you know, Roger keeps talking about a longer season. I don't know. As a member of the media, I think I'm good on that.
I you know what? I hear you. Yes. We're all marathoning. We're not sprinting, but it's all good. So how's that Virginia and North Carolina matchup looking to you next year, Chris?
I'll put it this way. I went through their schedule. I think Bill goes 11-1.
Really?
Wow.
You think so? Yeah,
I think he loses to Virginia, but otherwise, nice. The guy lose.
I was going to say he loses to Syracuse in the dome.
Chris. Oh, you would tell yeah, you maybe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, listen, that's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to, like, you know, because I know Steve, too, you know, drive down and catch that game when it's down there. And then when they come up here, get to go take my kids and say, hey, we're watching the GOAT on one sideline and your Virginia Cavaliers on the other.
I love it.
So, yeah, I think it's a little cool piece of history. As a sports fan, you know, I heard Teddy Bruschi talk about this, and he was talking about it on ESPN. He does a great job there. But he was saying, you know, I think it's – and I'm paraphrasing, like, I'd love to see him in pro football. You know, it's like, what are we doing? I think as a football fan, it's kind of cool to see him in a different setting, you know, to get to see him do something different, to get to see him do something that I think nobody imagined him doing. And I think that that might be like part of what motivates him is like doing the thing that nobody else imagined him doing. I think it's also a now I do work with him at Inside the NFL, but I don't know anything. Like, we didn't know he was going to take the job the day he took the job. You know, I'm at work with him. And he's like, you believe everything you hear in the media? You know, that whole thing.
And, did he do that? Was he track covering with you on the set?
Oh, yeah. But you know, I totally get it, too, because sure. I wasn't like – we were busting his chops, like having fun with it. And he was just returning fire. But then, you know, by 4 o'clock, the news broke. And, you know, I'm never surprised with him because, you know, he truly loves the game. And when you love the game and you love coaching – you'll go anywhere to do it. And I don't know if it was a thing where he was looking at, and this is purely speculation by me, but like, was he looking at this year's openings and saying, hey, maybe there's a vacancy that I had been eyeing up and it's not going to be open. And at that point, what am I going to do now? Let me hop into college and stay sharp and, you know, maybe prove something along the way. But maybe there is a part of him that's like, I used to have to deal with the salary cap. People are talking about NIL like it's a pain, but we can do whatever we want. Like, it's the Wild West. You know, I can build a program that differentiates because of my knowledge of the pro game. And now I think more than ever, college athletes are businessmen. And, you know, that's the way they have to be. And part of their business is hopefully getting to the NFL. Now, I think it's unwise to sign a letter of intent and say, hey, it's NFL or bust, because – as we know, most guys don't make it. But while you're there, to get an immersive experience that definitely prepares you if you were to take the next step, it's going to differentiate you as a player. You know, I do think Alabama all these years, there was a little bit of, hey, if we draft this guy, and I know Bill felt this way because he drafted a lot of Bama guys, like they're pro ready. They've been coached by Nick Saban. They know what it's about. It's kind of a pro program down there. And I think UNC will be like the same thing. Now, the results on the field, we'll see. But those kids are going to get – they're going to get a crash course. And if he stays true to who he is, it's the one place you're going to go in college football where you're not going to be told what you want to hear.
Hmm. Well, obviously, he is going to stay true to who he is because that's just the way he is, you know. And –
a little late to change.
You know, right? You know, and I don't think there's any, and as you know, the people who speak for Bill are very few. So few people attempt to do that, right? You know what I mean? Nor am I. But yeah. I would be stunned if he didn't look at the NFL job opening chessboard and know what moves would need to be made for certain spots, whether a certain spot was going to be up. And then there's a bird in the hand from Chapel Hill that he might have psyched himself into taking. I don't know. But the fact that the NFL did appear to be, in his mind, mostly done with him is kind of shocking. Wouldn't you say that? Or would you say it's not shocking? How would you term that piece of this, Chris?
I don't know, man. The Falcons thumbed their nose at him. You know, look at him now. I don't know that he would have hired Kirk Cousins, you know, to be quarterback off an Achilles and all that. But, like, you know, I just say that to say everybody's got a better idea, you know. And that better idea might be, you know, one of these cycles. Hey, let's hire a 74-year-old coach that we think might be the best. He's 72 now, I guess, right? Isn't that how old he is?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look a day over 60, Bill. But, you know, Bill, one of these years might get a job, and it might not work out. I don't think anybody knows what the right fit is. Like, I think he's the greatest coach of all time. It's impossible to divorce him from, you know, that era with Tom. And so people might shortchange him because of that and compare it to other situations. But as we've learned with quarterbacks and coaches and, like, you know, even the best can't make it work in some situations, and context matters. I think he's the greatest coach of all time. We have no other way to evaluate people other than their track record. And so I would be surprised if an NFL team wouldn't want to take a stab at him. But I also look at it from his standpoint, and again, I don't speak for him. I've not heard what he's thinking at all. But, you know, he is 72, and I'm pretty sure he wants to put on a gold jacket at some point. You know, there's a lot to risk when you go back, right? Like, and I think fairly or unfairly, at the end of his last tenure as coach in the NFL, people took a lot of shots at him and said, you know, we're calling his legacy into question and all that bull jive. I mean, because he couldn't win with, like, Mac Jones or something. You know, I think there's a lot of risk in going back too. And, you know, if I'm Bill, maybe I just want a different challenge. Maybe I want to live in Chapel Hill. Maybe I want to, like, you know, maybe it's too cold in New England. I don't know. like people make decisions for a whole bunch of reasons, man. People are human beings. It's so easy to be like, everybody's a football machine, or everybody's a legacy machine, or everybody's a career advancement machine. But, you know, I'm 39 years old, and I'm making decisions now in my life that I'm like, you know, what's the most important thing is being happy. And, you know, for a guy who's 72, who's been on the treadmill for decades and decades, maybe he just wants off it for a second. And I don't blame him. He was a lot of fun and has been a lot of fun to work with at Inside the NFL. And as most players that played for him would tell you, I'm sure there's a whole different side to him than the side you see up at the podium. You know, it's just not a privilege that fans are afforded, getting to see, you know, the real Bill. Now they get to see a little bit in the media, but go figure. He didn't want to give you that side of him while he was a coach. So I think it's going to serve him well being in a college campus that he's done a year in the media, kind of, you know, dust off that old personality of his and whole time, because he's a lot of fun. He really is.
Chris Long here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's jump into some of the narratives that are developing for the final 3 weeks of the season, and give me your two cents on these subject matters. First up, Chiefs are more lucky than good, and good luck to them to flip a switch. Chris?
No, they're really good. It's hard to explain, Rich. This year, I started out being like, you know, everybody's like, what's wrong with the Chiefs? You know, like, they win so close, like, all these games are really close. They actually play above their talent. Honestly, I just, like, when you look at the team this year, they have some amazing players. They have probably the best quarterback of our generation, right? And Patrick Mahomes. You know, they have Travis Kelce, they have DeAndre Hopkins, they get Pacheco back. Like, they've got some real Trey Smith, like Creed Humphrey. They have some good blue chip players, but they also have some huge holes, like, offensively, right? Xavier Worthy has really come on for them, but it just looks like a lot of effort to move the ball, and a lot of it has been. Last year, I think the drops covered up for the big issues they had at tackle, where we weren't talking about the tackle issues. They go out and get a guy from BYU who's not ready. They go out and get Humphreys. He's not healthy now. You know, they still got the same right tackle. They've tried different people left tackle. Now they've moved Joe Tooney out to left tackle, who, to me, that's probably your best option. But overall, when you watch this team, it just feels like they're a good team that's great at winning games. You know, and so I'm trying to make it a compliment, because the defense is not what it was last year. And that's part of the reason I think it's going to be harder for them. You remember I got on this show and other shows last year, if you remember, when people were counting them out, and I said they're going to win the whole thing. And I took some flack for it, acted like, you know, some people called me fanboy, you know, because I'm telling it how it is. And what they go won the thing. I'm not hating on them when I say it's going to be really hard to do that this year. You know, the departure of Willie Gay, the departure of L'Jarius Sneed, you know, having to move certain guys around in the secondary because of, you know, the lineups that they're working in. You know, Shamari Connor left with a concussion last week, so I don't know where that is. Like, they've been beaten with some explosives. They've had to manufacture some pass rush. Now, they got Omenihu back. But I guess what I'm saying is, like, when you really run down the list and when you watch them on tape, they're not – I don't think they're one of the best two, three teams in the league, but they're they are the best team in the league at finishing and winning games.
So then who takes the AFC if they don't, Chris?
Well, it's all matchups, as you know, Rich.
Yep.
You know, it's hard for me to say, hey, this is 1-2-3. I think the biggest question in my mind is, how does Buffalo match up with Baltimore if they see him again? You know, the last time they played Baltimore, they had a lot of trouble. And I think this was one of the games, along with Houston, that spurred them going out and getting Amari Cooper. And I also think they're playing at a different level now, right? So I think that matchup looms large in my mind. I think Baltimore is peaking at the right time, as you see Pittsburgh without Pickens last week, kind of looking a little hapless offensively at times. And the ceiling of that team can certainly be called into question. I do think the elites in the AFC are kind of like Buffalo, Baltimore, Kansas City, you know, your usual suspects, right?
Right.
And so, you know, like, to me, it just comes down to matchups, where the games are being played. That's why home field is so important to Kansas City. And now they're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place with having to decide on how long not to play Mahomes, if they're going to play Mahomes, if they're not. And I have not been on my phone, so I don't know if any news has broke today.
Not yet.
But I play with a high ankle for an entire year, shot it up. It's terrible. You know, like, it really is very painful. And he's had ankle stuff before. High ankles can also get worse, not just in the moment, but they can get worse, like, from a macro sense, where you lose some of your ankle flexion. You know, I played through a high ankle in 2011, contract year. At the year of my career, my ankle was never the same again, you know, having played through it. You know, the lack of mobility that you get on the ankle. Now, it's not the same alarm you need to sound with a quarterback, but he's just got to be careful, and they need to be careful. And the point of having Carson Wentz in the building, here we go again with Carson.
Right.
You know, he's there for a situation like this. And I do think he's going to play decent to pretty good ball for them. I mean, that's a range there. But I believe he's got it in him with Andy Reid's help. And they'll know how to work around this thing. Listen, they get Houston this week, who's no juggernaut. You know, Houston's had a lot of trouble offensively, even with some of the shuffling of the offensive line that they kind of went through this week in a big win, but they scored 20 points. So all you got to do to beat Houston is probably put a 23 up on the board. And I think they can do that with a backup quarterback. So for me, it's go out, burn the ships, try to win this weekend, let Patrick get some rest. And you still have an advantage, because that's how they got to win. They have to be at home. I really do believe that. They have to have home field advantage. It'd be too hard for this group to go on the road.
Yeah, it's their home finale for the regular season. They're at Pittsburgh on Christmas Day, and then at Denver to wrap things up. Chris Long here on the Rich Eisen Show. Before I send you on to the rest of your Tuesday, let's touch on the NFC. And then the lead narrative there right now is that the Lions have finally lost too many people to injury for their dream season to result in a Super Bowl trip, let alone winning it all, despite having won 11 in a row before the Bills just smacked him in the mouth. What are your thoughts on that subject matter, Chris Long?
Well, you still got to outscore him. You really, I mean, like, as bad as things were the other day, I mean, if they recover that onside kick, I'm not so sure. You know, Buffalo's incredible right now. Josh Allen's the best quarterback on the planet right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, anybody arguing otherwise is probably a bad faith arguer. What he's done over the last 2 weeks, good luck stopping this guy. Detroit lost that game when they punted twice in the first quarter. You know, Seriously. And that to me is like, and I think Sean knew that going in, was like, hey, you want to stop the run in Detroit? Let's jump them. You know, they're not going to be able to run the ball. And I also thought, for what it's worth, Buffalo's defense, although they give up a bunch of points, those little guys play with a lot of heart, as they always do, getting involved in the run front and that sort of thing. So I just, coming off that game, they got beat 48-42 by, in my opinion, the best quarterback on the planet and a team that's playing as good offensively right now as any team. And, you know, it was bound to happen. They were bound to lose a game. You know, they lost to Tampa way back when, and it feels like 2 years ago, which is part of the issue I have with the length of these seasons as a media member. Hmm. But it feels like another season ago since they lost, right? So it was bound to happen. Losing David Montgomery absolutely sucks. I think a lot of those defensive pieces, they might be too much to overcome. But as long as you have Ben Johnson and Jared Goff the way he's playing and Jahmyr Gibbs and that offensive line and Amon-Ra St. Brown and Sam Laporta and the way they've gotten Tim Patrick to play, like, and I'm leaving guys out, but this offense can roll. So you just and hearing Dan Campbell get on the radio this morning.
Yeah, right.
Bro, I wanted to run through a wall. I don't even play for the guy. You know, he's backing it up. All this talk about who they are, he's staying true to that. We don't care how we got to beat you. We're going to beat you. And I believe in that guy that you got up on the screen right now a great deal. And I never played for him, but I got a lot of respect for what they built. And I feel like you can never count him out. But the injuries are mounting to the point where if you ask me who the best team in the NFC is right now, I would say Philly. It just is what it is. The roster is so good top to bottom and they're healthy. So if you asked me 6 weeks ago, I would have said Detroit. But things change. Detroit's injuries, I mean, to lose Carlton Davis to a broken jaw, Lee McNeil to an ACL, Anzalone, who they'll get back, Hutchinson, who says he'll come back if they go far enough. But, I mean, forget about, you know, talking about the playoffs. They got to beat Minnesota. They could be a wild card team.
I know.
It's crazy.
It is.
They could have to go play the Rams.
Oh, that's right.
You know, like, so the road could be very hard, but I would never count that group out. I have too much respect for what they've done. And listen, I think for the Eagles, too, as good as they played, you know, they have some matchups I'd worry about. I think the NFC is really interesting.
Then give me the matchup. Give me the matchup that worries you for the Eagles, Chris.
Tampa.
Huh.
Tampa worries me. Tampa, you know, they don't scare me. It's not like I'm like up at night thinking about the Bucs. I mean, but Tampa's always posed a threat. You know, McVay's already had a look at you, although the Eagles ran the ball up and down the field on LA, and I think that front's not going to gain 30 pounds a man.
Well, unless Aaron Donald comes out of retirement to become Eric Weddle 2.0, Chris Long.
You know what's ironic about that? You said, you know, I'm talking about weight. You know what he told me on my pod? He weighed 260 in the Super Bowl. That's crazy. That's like what I played at. And he's forklifting giant guards. Like, that had to be one of the strongest individuals pound for pound that ever played the game. But the point I guess I'm making is I just don't know if the Rams are built the right way up front. But something about Todd Bowles, he kind of had the Eagles' number. I mean, it's not an opinion, it's fact.
Well, it's the last Eagles loss of the season was against Todd Bowles, and the last loss of last season for the Eagles was against Todd Bowles. So I understand where you're going.
Another prior playoff loss as well down in Tampa.
That's right.
Before the Super Bowl season. So
yep.
And the offenses kind of look hapless in those situations, and defenses looked outmanned, but a lot's changed for that defense. So I'm just saying, I'm making a case for why it's kind of wide open. And I think that's a lot of fun. Like, look at the NFC, look at the wild card teams, Green Bay, Minnesota, as it stands right now. Like, there are some
Washington.
Scary
teams. Washington. What? I mean,
although Washington, they've lost too many guys outside, I feel like.
Okay. All right. We could see all that. So then last one for you. What's in the water in Philadelphia? Why everybody's so ornery and then they love each other. Then they hug it out. What's going on, Chris? What's happening in that locker room, that city? I don't know what's going on.
I don't think there's anything wrong.
Okay.
Like it's the NFL, you know, like quarterback 2 weeks ago played like crap and the passing game was bad. And they asked the receiver, what do y'all need to improve on? He said passing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like,
yeah,
that definitely raises some alarms, right? Because you're going to interpret that a bunch of ways, and I'm going to interpret it a different way. And then Brandon Graham, who's a dear friend of mine, who actually rolled up to my charity event last Monday night in Philly in the same sweatsuit that he overshared that information. I was like, wait, you just came from there? They're talking about this thing. You know, they made some mistakes oversharing, but I think in a lot of ways it's the best thing that could have happened. You know, like, Rich, you're married. Yes. I'm married. Yes. I'm not saying me and my lovely wife ever have any issues, but sometimes in a relationship, you just put the fight off. You put the hard conversation off. And I feel like sometimes you're forced to confront it and off we go, you know? And I think people don't realize this about the NFL. There's drama going on in every building every week. Every building every week. And so, you know, in Philly, the magnifying glass is huge and the team's very good. Including like the Jalen Carter, Nick Sirianni thing on the sideline this weekend, which was nothing. It was like nothing. But we make a big deal out of it because it's the Eagles and because they're one of the best teams in the league, if not the best team in the league right now. And so I think Nick Sirianni, who's undefeated since he shaved his damn head and gave Dom a headset, is doing a terrific job. And I think like in a week where you have to put that fire out and close the doors and have tough conversations to come out and beat King Ugly. And I mean that like as a compliment, Tomlin loves to win ugly. And they won ugly against the Steelers in a week where all that was going on and they force fed. It was like Jalen was love bombing AJ on the first touchdown drive. And it's like nothing happened because NFL players can move on. You know, we deal in conflict, controversy. We deal in all this stuff that makes people go, oh, what's going on there? We deal with that all the time. So just because everybody heard about it doesn't mean it's like terrible or it's out of the ordinary. And so like that's me on my soapbox about like, listen, the passing game needed to get fixed. It was not good enough last week. That was the issue. And they came out and had a good game plan. And that goes a long way in mending some of those issues. So I think the Eagles are doing a pretty good job of keeping those things in house. You got to remember, most of those guys in that locker room were there last year when they cratered around this time. And the last thing they want is that. They're not going to let anything get in the way of that that they can't control. So they could go out and play poorly, but they're not going to let some drama. And I heard this in the media. This is the last thing I'll say, Rich, because I'm eating up all your airtime.
All good.
But I heard somebody in the media say, yeah, Philly's got too many all pros. And with all pros come egos. First off, egos are absolutely necessary to be great in the NFL. Like, find a Hall of Famer who doesn't have an ego. Like, and a healthy ego. I don't mean like egotistical. Secondly, I could go guy by guy in that locker room. The best players on that team are great people. The best player on their team is Saquon Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a better human being in the NFL than Saquon Barkley from the outside?
No, sir.
Lane Johnson's probably the second best player on that team. He's one of my best friends. He's a tremendous human being. He's a great teammate. A.J. Brown, never played with him by all accounts, great teammate. Jalen Hurts, the whole locker room loves him. You know, like we go down the list. Zach Bond, I can tell the guy's just happy to be there, man. Quinyon Mitchell, haven't heard him say a word. Cooper DeJean's, you know, they got a great locker room. They really do. And their best players are good people. So they'll work this out. If they lose, it'll be because they're not good on the field. So I'm glad they kind of put that to bed this week.
Chris Long, everybody. Chris friggin' Long. It's been too long. How's the pod doing?
Rich, I appreciate you, man. The pod's doing, man. You know, we just cut it on.
Fantastic.
We haven't even changed. Look at this. Kyle's working for CBS now.
Yeah.
This is how bogus my setup is. We haven't even taken Kyle off the thumbnail on the podcast.
Listen, we get around to it. Let
you
me
see
know
what Dr. Fax has got in his hand. No, Rich, yeah. I just want to see if you see what that is.
That's a what do we got? I can't see. Maybe it's a little too small. What is that?
Yeah, I don't know. You'll figure it out. Oh.
Noted. Anytime you need me, Chris, let me know, please. I'll do it.
Hey, Rich, man, I appreciate y'all. Good to hear y'all's voices back there.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, brother. Long.
Don't bet on the Seahawks anymore, Chris.
No more. No moss. They're on my DMV.
When I heard DMV. You were like, I'm all in on Seattle tonight, I was like, oh, God.
No. I wasn't all in, bro. Let me just stop there. Hey, by the way, 47 and 27 on the year.
I'm not saying you're not doing great. I just, you know, maybe that Seattle pick wasn't the best.
Seattle sucked. That was wow. That's a classic Sunday night. Oh, it's just there. I got to bet it.
Right.
I did this thing last night with the over in Chicago. Chicago can't report, can't get into.
Oh, I saw that. Oh,
killing me, dude. Atlanta pushed. I'm out, bro.
Chris Long, everybody. Love you, man. Take care. There you go.
See you.
All right. The unexpected can happen at any time. You need to think about things like life insurance in advance, and Ethos makes it as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just choose your coverage, apply in minutes, get covered in real time, no medical exam. Answer a few simple health questions, and you're on your way with up to $2 million of term life protection with policies starting as low as $2 a day. Ethos is approving over 2,000 families a day for life insurance protection, all online and hassle-free. Get your free quote at tryethos.com. That's tryethos.com. Back on the Rich Eisen Show in a moment. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. Let's talk Game Time, people, and the holiday season. Game Time's all about togetherness. And isn't the holiday season all about that, too? The answer is yes. This means when you bring people together at live events, the experience is that much better, and it's the perfect gift. And Game Time has this new feature called Game Time Picks. It makes getting tickets for live events even easier. I love using Game Time Picks because it filters out all the fluff, shows you only the incredible deals you want on the great seats you need, so you don't waste a single second searching through thousands of tickets. And then there's that all-in pricing feature I love. You see your total up front. There's no surprise fees at checkout. The price that they tell you is the price that you're going to buy. It's unbelievable. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time.
This is a little early. I don't do lunch martinis.
But so you're pouring a martini now into the martini shaker.
I poured just a little in. It looked like there may have been
some ice in it.
But you won't complain. Don't send the drink back.
We just need to. The olives are already in the glasses.
Don't bruise it. Don't bruise it. Some people at home, what about stirring? There's a great bar called the Edmund over on Melrose that you like to stir. I like that. I like to shake a little bit.
So are you more like Bond, shake and not stirred, or you're...
I prefer actually bruising the vodka, make it ice cold.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
These are vermouth washed glasses. We have put a little vermouth in there earlier.
Okay.
And then...
pouring it out.
Why don't you take that one? This is my friend Rich Eisen. Are we toasting? I just want to toast you. Seeing you again, you want to toast the ESPN, correct?
We are toasting to ESPN's 40th anniversary.
Oh.
There is a big event going on this weekend. My invitation is probably where yours is right now.
Yeah.
So we just figured, why not just do it ourselves?
What a nice thought.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I haven't seen you in a very long time.
My arm's getting sore.
I know. Because I like to toast. I haven't seen you in a long time, Craig, and I've been cultivating this caper to try and get you come on this show. And
you're the only guy. What if I only do your show? I'd love to just do that because I like you're smooth and natural. That I compliment you. I like Rich.
There you go.
I like Rich.
Okay.
Let me just see what this is because the ice was sitting there.
Cheers to you.
Nice to see you.
Cheers to you. Nice to finally meet you. cheers.
Watered down. Don't say anything. It's watered down. But let's pretend it's not. This is what I say at a bar or a restaurant, the Big Four up in San Francisco and Knob Hill. I take a sip. I go like this. I go, this is the greatest moment of my life.
Craig, he just gets me every time. The Rich Eisen Show Radio Network's back on the air. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. I'll take a phone call. YL in Pittsburgh here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, YL?
My man, Rich. Gentlemen, how you guys doing today?
What's good. Up, brother? What's on your mind?
What do you got?
Excellent, man. The weather's nice here in Pennsylvania. I'm sure it's beautiful in California. I just wanted to catch up. I've been listening to you, Rich. You jumped on the bandwagon a little bit with the Steelers, and which is great. And you kind of looked at Russell similar to Big Ben, which is great.
Okay. Okay.
So just a little bit on the Philly. So Philly is Philly, right? It's the city of brotherly love. There's nothing wrong with them. That's how they play. They're just rough in general.
Right.
And they won this weekend.
Yes.
Barely, right? If we had Pickens and if Butterfingers hadn't dropped the ball, we would have been okay.
Oh. Are you talking about Najee? Is Najee Butterfingers?
Not yet. Okay. You know, we don't have a running back. Like, I mean, the last good running back we had was Bettis and Bell, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Najee doesn't get 100 yards every game.
I know, but the world of the way of football is different. Wyle, I got to push back a little bit here. I mean, you guys back my play here on this one.
I know where you're going.
You know exactly where I'm going on this, TJ.
Bandwagon.
Go ahead.
Wyle, as a fellow cat from Pittsburgh, Rich is, he's obviously not steering the bandwagon for the Steelers, but he's been on that thing deep.
Yeah.
Deep for years.
For a while.
Yeah.
I mean, not, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
He's Coach Tomlin's number one fan in the media.
to my detriment, I've had radio shows in Pittsburgh call me up to have me on to chastise me.
Stay by your phone, man. I may need you.
Yeah. Cats back in the burg have been giving it to Rich about his love for Tomlin, man.
And no, Tomlin, listen, I know you love Tomlin. And this past year or 2 years, I've come around. You know, I was one of those Pittsburgh fans where he hasn't showed me anything, even though he had a winning record.
But look,
do me one favor I ask from you.
Yes, sir.
Ask him why he's not passing the ball to Williams. I mean, is he saving him for a playoff? Right? You know, so you have Pickens that's out. Williams, I mean, I think he's a good receiver. He's tall. Why don't they get him the ball?
You
know what I mean?
I hear you, YL, and thanks for the call. He did catch one for a touchdown to win a game.
Hasn't done anything since then, it hasn't
panned out. I don't know if he's still working back from a knee injury because it didn't pan out with the Jets either. I am surprised that Williams has not maybe filled the role for Pickens with Pickens out. With Pickens being out is just, I think we're learning it's a bit of a game changer for this offense right now. But throw the records out and everything out when they take on the Ravens in Baltimore. That's just going to be an outstanding game Saturday. And, you know, I had Ian Rappaport on the Westwood One halftime last night. And Ian said there's some optimism for TJ Watt to play. So that's the low ankle sprain there, is what he said. But I appreciate that. I think I have, I don't think I'm on any bandwagon when it comes to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Definitely not.
To my detriment, to a lot of people in Western PA saying, you know, I'm covering for Mike Tomlin. And
well, that noise has been quiet this year, though. Oh, last year, you were feeling it. You had to put up that armor.
Dude, that button push from 4-2 Justin Fields to now 6-2 Russell Wilson has been just nothing short of hosannas required.
Black and gold. Here we go.
But without Pickens, I think you're seeing this is a struggle on offense. And now here comes the Ravens. I seriously cannot wait for this one. Because, you know, the Ravens can get back into the AFC North saddle here. And Pittsburgh clinches the North with a win.
Ooh, baby.
And wow. Pittsburgh's in. Ravens are yet to get in. Pittsburgh's in the tournament, by the way.
Clinch the berth.
They're in it. Ravens win this, they clinch a playoff berth. That's all that's on the line.
No big deal.
No big deal.
On Saturday, when these two teams that just don't like each other, and honestly, if for some reason you're in Pittsburgh and you still have something in your craw about Mike Tomlin.
Wyle said, I just came around.
Okay. If there's any reason why you're still not sold on Tomlin still being your guy there.
I mean, it's been a while since they won a playoff game.
Him telling the side judge to get the F out of here.
That is great. Out of my face.
Out of his face. And honestly, do you know how many coaches in the NFL that probably would have gotten flagged for that?
A lot.
No, the best part of the video is the ref just goes, all right, and then walks away.
It really was like Larry David. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I respect you telling me to get the F out of your face.
I'm going
to
go over here.
Get the
by the way,
away from
and
me.
By the way, one last thing. I have seen over and over and over again the video that somebody from the front row in the link was videotaping.
Yeah, isn't it great?
And Darnell Washington having Quinyon Mitchell on his wagon and throwing him out of the club and into the back wall.
Like
and the reaction of some of the Eagles, the fact that none of them got a flag. Yeah.
The fact that Mitchell swung on him, and if you watch Washington, he just shook his head like
nobody was flagged for that.
Yeah,
from the Eagles, does in fact, I think, absolve a head coach in the NFL to tell a member of the staff that decided it was just a one-sided flag situation to get the F out of their face.
I can't stop watching this video.
It really is. And Tomlin's got the shades on and the hat.
Because then the ref tells him something and Tomlin kind of backs up. And then he goes, get the F
out. Oh, my God.
And the guy goes,
oh, my God. That's the guy you want on your sideline, please.
DJ74, whoever that guy is.
Oh, okay.
Well done. That's the referee.
DJ74,
whoever that is.
Knew what time it was. And it was time to get the F out of Mike Tomlin's face.
Absolutely not.
Okay, fantastic. We'll take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Actually, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday coming up. We're also got a new soundbite from Jerry Jones. That's just, it's going to set a record around here. It's great.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales happening. listening. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Westwood One.
This episode is brought to you by AWS. Amazon Q Business is the new generative AI assistant from AWS. Many tasks can make business slow, like wading through mud.
Help!
Luckily, there's a faster, easier, less messy choice. Amazon Q can securely understand your business data to help you streamline tasks, like summarizing quarterly results or doing complex analyses in no time. Q got this. Learn what Amazon Q Business can do for you at aws.com/learnmore.
So tonight is the Hard Knocks. We'll find out if that aforementioned
Tomlin clip is in there.
Set two is going to be in there.
So I found my man. He's a down judge. That's what DJ stands for. 74 is Derek Bowers.
Derek Bowers.
Well done, sir.
The down judge knew it was time to get down and get out.
He was like, okay, I'm out.
Get up and get the hell out of there.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. It's like Curb. Right. We're in Curb. Somebody tells LD,
get the away from me.
Get the F away from me. And he goes, okay.
Okay.
So instead of LD, it's DJ.
Yep.
Down judge.
It's like Denzel. Get your damn hands off of me.
It was
time. He's listening. He backs up. Get the away from
because
me.
Because how was there not a second flag in the situation to offset it? It's like, so rare.
One of those Eagles dudes throws like two punches.
I don't know. I don't know if these things are even compiled stat-wise. The last pushing and shoving, needing to be separated moment in the NFL where it wasn't offsetting. Where it was, we've got two flags in the field. They're both on you. And I know that, you know, Washington's the one who threw Mitchell out of the club. But come on now. And that, by the way, that moved the Steelers out from inside the five. Yeah. That was big that it wasn't offsetting. DJ is lucky Tomlin didn't, you know, go further.
Who's number two in the Eagles? Is that Slay?
That's Slay Jr.
Yeah,
Slay.
He threw two punches on
Slay.
Washington.
He was slaying.
And nothing.
He was slaying.
Nothing.
Well, it's because Washington's like five feet taller.
Yeah, Mount Washington.
That's right. Life insurance. You know you need it, but maybe you think you can't afford it, or it's too complicated, or you don't want to deal with medical exams. Well, that is all changed with Ethos. With Ethos, you just go online, answer a few simple health questions, and in as little as 10 minutes, you can get up to $2 million in term life coverage with plans starting at around $2 a day. No doctor's visits, no complicated forms, all online. Do not let the unexpected leave your family without the financial security they need. Get your free quote at tryethos.com. That's TryEthos.com. Listen, Tuesdays in the NFL have been reacting to the Monday Nighter. And then hearing Jerry Jones on his local radio chit-chat. And sometimes Jerry's real chippy, as we know. Remember, he sounded like he threatened the two hosts that interviewed him.
With their jobs.
And you're like, I can go over your head anytime. I can pull the rights anytime. I mean, we're paraphrasing.
We're
reading between his lines there. Other times, he's just cheerful. You know, and ready for any action to mix it up, and you know, and now the Cowboys season is down to its final three games, the all in season. That TJ, I think you rightfully pinpointed the moment, as you said the other day, very vividly, that the Cowboys season ended the minute the hamstring ripped off the bone inside of Dak Prescott's leg.
When they decided to separate.
You know, and because the season was already on the brink when that happened for the Cowboys in Atlanta back in week 9. Already on the brink. And so now it's just how are they playing? How are they finishing up? And to finish up, you know, the host did ask Jerry Jones a couple weeks ago, what do you need to see from Mike McCarthy in terms of to evaluate whether he stays? And the same, I guess, it could be said for Mike Zimmer, and the team has been playing better under Cooper Rush. And if not for that one punt snafu, they could be on a win streak with a chance to put a scare in the seven-seeded Commanders that they've already beaten. But it sure sounds like Jerry's leaning towards keeping him. This is what he had to say on 105.3 The Fan about Zimmer and Mike McCarthy.
I think you're seeing the best of Mike Zimmer. And maybe I shouldn't say that. You're beginning to see some of the best, but maybe the best is still ahead of us. He's been real impressive now, putting that defense together with the attrition that we've had with availability with our players. So I give him that. Mike, I don't know how you cannot say that his team has shown that they'll handle adversity and he can get you there with the injury situation impacting the availability of those players. I hate to keep repeating that, but it's so obvious. And yet have that team playing at the level it's playing. So, I give them both high grades this year.
Here's the issue. Yes, they have played better, and this is the time when you want to see who's trying hard, and the fact that they are trying hard does reflect well on the coaching. It's just how to go when the season wasn't over and the starters were in there. Terribly.
This just in,
you know what I mean? And Cowboys season shouldn't be about, well, man, they're plucky and playing with moxie when the season's essentially done. Yeah. That's not what Cowboys seasons are about. But that said, they are playing better, and that may have something to do with whether they're kept or not. I'm curious to hear what Cowboys fans think, but the bottom line is when you hear that, it's like, great. But when the season wasn't toast and their starters were in there and Dak's hamstring was on the bone and CeeDee Lamb was there without his shoulder injury and Micah Parsons was there before he went out and Tank Lawrence was there before he went out and so on and so forth, how'd it go? Not so great. And this is the evaluation the Cowboys are going to have in the next 3 weeks. But they have played better, and you do have to give it up. You have to give your flowers to them in that regard.
Too much, too little, too late.
Maybe so.
Quarterback controversy. I mean, Cooper Rush.
Oh, stop it. We're not going down that road again. How about this one, though? Kudos to Shan and RJ, who are the hosts of the 105.3 The Fan conversation. One of them, I don't know who, decided to, for whatever reason, ask Jerry Jones about the Xavier Leggett. He's the Carolina Panthers wide receiver. And maybe it's just leading up because the Cowboys just spanked the Panthers. I don't know. But Leggett, who sounds like an extra from The Waterboy, as anybody knows, from South Carolina, talked about eating raccoon and the delicacy. And Jerry was asked by the hosts if he's ever tried raccoon roll tape.
I've eaten a lot of raccoon. Yes. The answer is yes. And I've eaten it hunting. I've actually had it served by my mom at the table away from hunting. Mm. And I have eaten raccoon. And yes, it's not uncommon at all. I'll tell you something that is one of my favorites is squirrel. And it's wonderful. And my mother could do a great job of it. And we all had our favorite pieces. And my dad and sister, I have one sibling, a sister, and they would fight over, not fight, but my mom and I, they were just my sister and I as far as siblings. My mom and I wouldn't even ask for the brain in a squirrel.
Oh, man.
And delicious, seriously.
I don't know what to say.
Okay.
Holy bullwinkle.
Delicious. Seriously.
Now, please tell me we have.
Oh, yes.
Was that a new drop?
We have.
How many drops did we get out of this?
We got three out
okay,
of this.
Okay. Wow. Let's go in order.
All right.
Hit one.
One of my favorites is squirrel.
Okay. Give me another one.
I've eaten a lot of raccoon.
Okay. And give me another one.
Delicious. Seriously.
Okay. I mean, he has now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 19, 20, 21, 22.
Wow, we have over 20 drops.
Here's what happened. He, Jerry heard that we were, you know, leaning at Mike Tomlin as our favorite drops on the show. Yeah. And Jerry's like, oh my.
I can't give you all the ingredients to the hot dog. You might not like
it. Certainly
hold my Walker Blue. And
squirrel brains.
What?
One of my favorites is squirrel.
So Jerry Jones's squirrel brains? Is that a new fantasy,
team?
Jerry Squirrel Brains?
Wow.
I've eaten a lot of raccoon.
Okay.
Wow.
I don't know how we're going to use these drops, but.
I mean, they'll just be.
105, 3 to the fan. You never know.
Settle down just a little bit.
What sort of gumbo you're going to get.
There is less pie.
Okay. And now there's raccoon and squirrel. How about that?
My squirrel brain.
Wow. Now, what were you saying in the break, TJ?
Well, I mean, I guess you guys got to understand, there's millions of people who didn't grow up, I guess, like the people who were mocking this. Because I personally never ate raccoon or squirrel, but my grandfather would tell me stories. I guess Jerry grew up poor. You grew up poor back in the South. You would eat, raccoon, squirrel, rabbit. Like, I would hear all of these stories, man. Like, I don't think it's as crazy or as uncommon as we're making it out to be. Like, I said, I've personally never had it, but I know for a fact, like Leggett's telling you, like, his people go down there and they hunt coon. Like, again, I've never done it, but
it's like alligator in Louisiana.
Yeah, alligator. I don't think it's as crazy as we think.
So some people grow up watching Rocky the Squirrel and thinking that's cute, and some people are like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, trite.
I can't wait to.
Italian.
I can remember one day coming home from school, and my grandpa was in the kitchen skinning a rabbit, and I was like,
what?
What's Bugs Bunny doing in the kitchen, Grandpa? You know what I mean? Like, I'd never seen that. And so.
Meantime, though, three new drops. Mike, give them to me back to back.
Delicious. Seriously. I've eaten a lot of raccoon. One of my favorites is squirrel.
Okay.
Just takes a nice chunk out of the pie.
Oh, my God.
Now we're just hitting them all.
I know. That's it. That's it.
Wow.
God, I love this job.
Jerry Jones, baby.
I love this show.
I love educating people.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take a burger any day, though.
No idea.
Fantastic.
I'll take a burger any day.
Delicious. Seriously.
My World with Jeff Jarrett takes wrestling fans behind the scenes, along with King of the Mountain, Conrad Thompson.
I wanted to ask you about what you know, if anything, on the new WWE ID program, where they're apparently going to be working with some independent wrestlers.
My encouragement to any independent wrestler out there, build your value and then understand your value, and then you create your own leverage. There's no substitute for hard work and getting over.
My World with Jeff Jarrett, wherever you listen.